ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter Number 1, chapter entitled, The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone, text number 34. Sri Yudhishthira Uvacha. Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha. Kidrasha Kasya Va Shapam. Kidrasha Kasya Va Shapam. Kidrasha Kasya Va Shapam. Hari Dasam Abhimarshana Haridasa Abhimarshana Haridasa Abhimarshana Ashraddheya Ashraddheya Ivabhati Ivabhati Ashraddheya Ivabhati Ashraddheya Ivabhati Hare Ekantinam Bhava Hare Ekantinam Bhava Hare Ekantinam Bhava Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha Kidrasha Kasya Va Shapo Haridasa Abhimarshana Ashraddheya Ivabhati Harir Ekantinam Bhava Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha Kidrasha Kasya Va Shapo Haridasa Abhimarshana Ashraddheya Ivabhati Yadbhavam Vashapo Haridasa Abhimarshana Ashraddheya Ivabhati Harire Kantanam Bhava Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha Shakasya Vashapo Haridasa Abhimarshana Ashraddheya Ivabhati Harire Kantanam Bhava Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha Sivashapo Haridasa Abhimarshana Ashraddheya Ivabhati Harire Kantanam Bhava Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha Kidrasha Kasya Va Shapo Haridasa Abhimarshana Ashraddheya Ivabhati Hare Hare Kantanang Bhava. Ladies. Sri Yudhishthira Uvacha. Maharaj Yudhishthira said, Kidrasha, what kind of? Kasya, whose? Va, or? Shapaha, curse. Haridasa, the servant of Hari. Abhimarshanaha, overcoming. Ashraddhayaha, incredible. Iva, as if. Abhati, appears. Hare, of Hari. Ekantinam, of those exclusively devoted. As exalted attendants. Bhava, birth. Translation. Maharaj Yudhishthir inquired, what kind of great curse could affect even liberated Vishnu bhaktas? And what sort of person could curse even the Lord's associates? For unflinching devotees of the Lord to fall again to this material world is impossible. I cannot believe this. Please say responsively. Maharaj Yudhishthir inquired, what kind of great curse could affect even liberated Vishnu bhaktas? And what sort of person could curse even the Lord's associates? For unflinching devotees of the Lord to fall again to this material world is impossible. I cannot believe this. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 8.16, the Lord clearly states, Mam upetya tu kaunteya punar janma na vidyate. One who is purified of material contamination and returns home, back to Godhead, does not return to this material world. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janma karma chame divyam. Evang yo veti tattataha tyaktva dehang punarjanma naiti mam eti sorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Maharaj Yudhishthir, therefore, was surprised that a pure devotee could return to this material world. This is certainly a very important question. Om Jnana Timanandasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshuran Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutaling Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamane Namaste Sarasate Deva Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Shunyamari Pashtati Desha Tarni Kidrisha Kasyava Shapo Haridasa Abhimarshanaha Ashradheya Ivabhati Harir Ekantanang Bhava. What kind of great curse could affect even liberated Vishnu bhaktas? And what sort of person could curse even the Lord's associates? For unflinching devotees of the Lord to fall again to this material world is impossible. I cannot believe this. So, the background of this verse, this is the first chapter of the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, many stories were related about how the demons were fighting with the demigods, and how the demigods got in trouble because the demons were very powerful. And so they had to take shelter of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu, he came to help them. He came to help the demigods to defeat the demons. And this has happened repeatedly in the sixth canto. So at the beginning of the seventh canto, Maharaj Parikshit, after hearing very carefully these stories, he is wondering, how is it? Because Lord Vishnu, he is the Lord of everyone, a Lord of everything. How is it that he could be partial? How is it that he could support the demigods against the demons? He's supposed to be impartial. He's supposed to be equal to all. Samohang sarva bhuteshu na dvesho na sinapriya. Krishna declares very boldly in Bhagavad Gita, I am equal to everyone. Samohang sarva bhuteshu na me dvesha. I don't envy anyone. Name priya, and no one is particularly dear, especially dear to me. I'm equal to all. Krishna declares it very boldly. So how is it? How is it that Vishnu is coming and he's fighting against the demons to help the demigods? So that is the subject matter of this first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is entitled The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. And Shukadev Goswami, he's been replying to this query of Shukadev Goswami. He's been replying about this, how it is that Vishnu is not actually partial. So Shukadev Goswami has been answering so many things. So at this point in the discussion, he wants to especially impress upon Yudhishthira Maharaj this point. So he chooses an example. He wants to impress upon Parikshit Maharaj this point. So he, in order to make the point very clear, he gives an example about Maharaj Parikshit's grandfather, Yudhishthir Maharaj. This is a very important tactic or method of impressing a point. You discuss about how your grandfather did like this, your father did like this, your ancestors, those people who you consider to be very important, they've acted like this. So he gives an example from Maharaj Yudhishthir, about Maharaj Yudhishthir asking the same question of Narada Muni. Because the same thing happened in Krishna Leela. During the time of Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Yudhishthir personally witnessed in the assembly house how Shishupal was saying so many nasty things about Krishna. On and on and on and on, he was saying bad things about Krishna. Even it's described from the time when Shishupal was a small boy, barely able to speak anything, he was saying bad things about Krishna. His whole life was dedicated to speaking bad about Krishna. He was Krishna's enemy from his very birth. So finally his Sukriti ran out in this assembly because he was saying so many things bad about Krishna. And finally at the point when everything bad that he had the right to say due to his past Sukriti was exhausted, then Krishna cut off his head with his Sudarshan Chakra. And then what happened? Yudhishthira Maharaj is watching this. What happened? He saw the jiva, Shishupal, merge into the body of Krishna. He said, "This is very wonderful. How is this? This is Sayujya Mukti. Sayujya Mukti is very difficult to obtain. For even the devotees is very difficult to attain." And Shishupal was cursing Krishna from his very birth, practically speaking. He's such an enemy of Krishna. How? How he got this Sayujya Mukti? And also Dantabhakra, his brother Dantabhakra. So Yudhishthira was inquired from Narada Muni, how is it that he got Sayujya Mukti? So then Narada Muni begins to describe how Shishupal and Dantabhakra in their previous birth were Jay and Vijay, the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha. So they were the residents of Vaikuntha. They were not just ordinary residents of Vaikuntha, but they were Parishad Pravaro. Describe Parishad Pravaro. This word is used. They were special. They were very amongst the chief associates of Krishna, of Vishnu in the spiritual world. So how is it? So they came to this material world due to a curse, the curse of Brahmins. That was in the previous verse this was described. Narada Muni saying that because of the curse of the Brahmins, they fell down from Vaikuntha and took birth within this material world. And Yudhishthira is astonished. And he speaks this verse. He says, if it's something beyond comprehension, you say, who, what, wow, where, how? So he's saying, Kidrisha and Kasya, both. Kidrisha means how. What kind of curse could it be? And Kasya, who could have possibly, you know, be so powerful to make such a curse? Kidrisha Kasya Vashapo. And what is that curse? Haridas Abhimarshanaha. That Abhimarshanaha means overwhelm. That the Haridas could be overwhelmed by a curse. Such an incredible thing. I've never heard of such a thing before. Yudhishthira Maharaj is he's not heard of it before. So it's Kidrisha, what kind of curse is that? Kasya, who could have cursed it in such a way? And then he goes on further exclaim, Ashradheya eva abhati. Ashradheya, I have no faith in your words. Ashradheya. What you're speaking to me, what you're revealing to me, what you're describing to me, eva abhati. Ashradheya, I have no faith. It's not possible. What is that not possible? Harer ekantanang bhava. That this such a thing could happen, bhava, to harer ekantana. Ekantika. Some ekantika bhakta, someone who's exclusively devoted to Lord Hari, Ekantika means one-pointed. One-pointed, exclusive, without any other consideration. He's only devoted to Lord Hari. He's a completely pure devotee. Baba, this could happen? It's not possible. I reject your statement. Practically speaking, he's saying, I have no faith in it. This is not possible. So, in the statement, in the previous statement of Narada Muni, he uses this word Parshada Pravarao, this that Jai and Vijay were very exalted associates. They were chief associates. They were not just ordinary associates, but they were the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha. So is it that Yudhishthira Maharaj is surprised that this could happen to such so exalted Vaishnavas who are specially assigned with some high order duty in Vaikuntha? It can only happen to them? No. That's not Yudhishthira's surprise. He's using terms here, simple terms, Haridas and Ekantina. Hadir Ekantina. He couldn't understand that this could happen to even to any devotee at all, not just some special kind of devotee. Can't happen to any devotee that they could become cursed and fall down from Vaikuntha. All residents of Vaikuntha are Ekantika. They're all devoted to Vishnu. That is the minimum qualification to become admitted to Vaikuntha. You must be Ekantika. And if you understand who is Lord Vishnu and you're completely focused, your attention on him, and you're in Vaikuntha, so you're only associating with others who are also Ekantika, you have no material body, spiritual body, which is described in the next verse, no material body at all, no influence of Maya. How could there be any? How could such an entity fall down, become a demon? How is it possible for any resident of Vaikuntha to fall down to this material world? Yudhishthira Maharaj is exclaiming like this. He doesn't understand. There's no bad association in Vaikuntha. Everyone is glorifying the Lord. Even those enchantaras, stage of neutrality, they're still considered to be Ekantika. They have no active engagement of service to the Lord, but they're still completely dedicated to the Lord, and their business is simply to think about how wonderful the Lord is. The Shanta Bhakta is like that. He simply is completely in awe of Vishnu. How wonderful he is, and he's thinking about how wonderful he is all the time. So there's no question of such a personality ever forgetting Krishna for a moment. What to speak of falling down to this material world. Maya, forgetting Krishna, means illusion. Because Krishna is the source of everything. Krishna is the source of everything. So if someone forgets that Krishna is the source of everything, even for a moment, then he's not a Kantika. He can't be a resident of Vaikuntha. This is the Maya cannot extend beyond the covering of this material world. It cannot extend beyond the Vidija to the spiritual world. Maya cannot enter there. Not possible. So the residents of Vaikuntha, they cannot be influenced by Maya. They cannot fall down to this material world. This is well known to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So he's expressing his doubt in the statement of Narada Muni. Of course, now it will be explained that it is possible for a resident of Vaikuntha to come to this material world, just like it's possible for Krishna to come to this material world. Krishna doesn't need to come to this material world. But because he's concerned for the welfare of the souls here in this material world, therefore, occasionally he comes. Sambhavami yuge yuge. He comes to this material world. Similarly, just like Krishna sometimes comes to this material world, when he comes, he brings his associates. He sends his associates from the spiritual world to the material world to perform some particular pastime, to some particular mission, to help the Lord's pastimes, to preach to the conditioned souls. He doesn't send the residents of Vaikuntha to be punished by Maya. 8,400,000 species of life. No. He doesn't send residents of Vaikuntha for that purpose. He sends them only to perform some valuable service in the material world. For his mission of delivering the conditioned souls back to Godhead. So, in the spiritual world, everyone is glorifying the Lord. Maya cannot enter there. But somehow or other, Tuktukshana, the four Kumaras, they were wandering around and they came to the doorway. And they wanted to enter. And so, these are the direct sons of Lord Brahma, but they looked like 5-year-old boys. So this story will be described, how these 5-year-old boys came, and Jayan Vijay didn't recognize that they were exalted sons of Lord Brahma. So they said, "You can't come. You can't come into the Vaikuntha. You're not qualified." So they said, "No, stop. This is just all the pastime of the Lord." So they got cursed. The four Kumaras cursed them. Why this all happened is simply so these wonderful pastimes of Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, Kumbhakarna, Shishupal, Dantavakra, and? Jagai Madhai could take place within, for the benefit, and then we can read about them. And understand the glories of the Lord. So this is the specific section is so that everyone is very clear to everyone what the residents of Vaikuntha are, how they're single-pointedly devoted to Krishna, and they do not come to this material world to suffer Maya, but only to fulfill the pastimes of the Lord. So thank you very much for your kind attention. Any questions, comments from the exalted Vaishnavas?
This like brings again to the of course it's like a question, the way Parikshit Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking this question regarding Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking the question regarding these two great personalities who came down. So because many times this question is asked that when we go back, are we also become ekantika bhakta, or do we have the tendency to fall down? As Krishna says that then once you go, you don't come back.
Yes, that Prabhupada quotes that verse in the purport. Mamu petya tu kaunteya punar janma na vidyate. Bhagavad Gita 8:16. Once going back there, one does not return to this material world.
Okay. So then, it's like the origin again. The question comes that how we came in the beginning.
How we came in the beginning? Srila Prabhupada wrote a very nice paper called Crow and Tal Fruit Logic. Crow and Tal Fruit Logic. You know what is Crow and Tal Fruit Logic? So there's a tal tree in the forest, and two pundits, they come and they're sitting underneath the tal tree. They're talking, discussing, arguing, whatever pundits do. And one crow comes and sits on a branch of the tal tree. Okay, and they're watching. Okay, the crow has come sitting on the branch. And then the crow flies away. The same time the crow flies away, tal fruit drops to the ground. So one pundit says, yes, because the crow flew away, therefore the tal fruit has dropped. By disturbing the branch, the tal fruit broke off and came down. The other pundit is saying, no, the tal fruit was ready to drop, so the tal fruit dropped and that scared the crow and the crow flew away. And they have a big argument. Goes on and on and on. Pundits arguing like this. No, no, it was crow. No, tal fruit. Is this important? No, it's not important. Srila Prabhupada says, why argue over such things, where we came from? The most important thing is to get out as quickly as possible. Don't worry about where you came from. But it's also described in the Shastra how the living entities are manifest from Mahavishnu in the Vidija, and they choose to come to the material world because they don't have the Vidija is like a river with two banks. One bank is the spiritual world, one bank is the material world. The jivas are flowing in the river. So they sometime they're near the bank, the one bank, sometime near the other bank. Sometimes they're seeing the activities of the spiritual world. Sometimes they're seeing the activities of the material world. And they're just, they're in it, they're mostly in just they have no experience. These are just newly manifested. Of course, time doesn't exist, so we have to take these terms newly like that and with a grain of salt. But the point is they're manifest in the Vidija, and they have no experience of either, of any side. So they have free will. That's all they have, is some free will. So according to free will, they choose one or the other. If they go to this Vaikuntha, or they come to the material world. So, yes, they were, at one point in time, the jivas were with Krishna. Mahavishnu, Krishna, in his Srishti Lila. And somehow or other they came to this material world. That's not very important. You may think something else. It's not very important. Don't argue about it. Just some or other, give up your maya and go back to Godhead. That was, Srila Prabhupada's fundamental instruction on the topic. But he said he says even in tomorrow's verse, he says, otherwise it is a fact that no one falls from Vaikuntha. Tomorrow's purport. No one falls from Vaikuntha. It's not possible. Maya can't enter there. More questions? Another question, okay.
He says here that Hari Dasa Bhimarshana, that devotee of the Lord is immune to all curses and things like that. So that means that the Haridasa can never do any mistake by which he can incur some reaction or something like that.
Yeah, unless it's a pure devotee of the Lord is completely under the Lord's protection. Nothing can affect him unless the Lord wills. If the Lord wills that he be affected by a curse, okay, it can happen. But without the Lord's direct will, and the Lord knows what's best for everyone, without the Lord's will, nothing can happen to a devotee. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Do you think Lord Krishna sent Srila Prabhupada to material world to spread the mission of Lord Chaitanya and to help the fallen souls to go back to Godhead?
Do I think like that?
No, I'm asking.
Would there be any? Would I be sitting here if I didn't? Would you be sitting here if I? Of course. Next question?
No, that's the only question I have.
This I wanted to clarify this matter. The Lord Vishnu's desire to बोलो कि विष्णु का इच्छा था कि मैं अपने भक्त के साथ वीररस का आनंद लूं इसलिए शायद
he says Vishnu had a desire that he will enjoy with his devotees of वीररस
of
वीररस fighting right
वीररस yes
so he had a desire of वीररस So that's why he he chose Jai Vijay. He sent Jai Vijay down. Okay, it was his desire to fight with Jai Vijay.
Yes. Yeah, he needed someone to fight with, so he chose his devotees to do that service. Yeah. Any doubt?
No, it was a comment to his, I think, question, one of the question that nobody can fall down from Vaikuntha. No one can fall down from Ame. But it was his Vishnu's desire to send Jai Vijay to down the planets.
More? Here's another question.
Hare Krishna. How is that these four Kumaras, when they enter into the Vaikuntha planet?
Not quite. Only to the doorway.
Door.
Okay.
So, Jai Vijay, they could not guess them that such persons, small boys came. They didn't astonish, but they forbid them to enter. So my question is that, like in sixth canto we had when the Jamaduta saw this Ajamil case, so they were astonished first time. So in this case, how is that they didn't astonish and something should be like that, no? Means the doorkeepers they directly forbade them without guessing that some saintly persons, yes, such persons came here.
Yes. So who was astonished? I don't understand.
The doorkeepers, Jai and Vijay.
They were astonished.
Yes.
They were being cursed?
Yes, yes. They were cursed again. Yes.
Why Jai and Vijay did the mistake? Because the Lord made them do it. Because he wanted the pastime to happen, some or other. I guess it's natural. I don't know. You ask the security guards here. You know, four naked 5-year-old boys came up to the door of the temple. Would they let him in? Just natural. No. You're not eligible. Natural for a doorkeeper to distinguish. So some or other they were inspired like that by Krishna. Okay? Something more?
My doubt is that this is first time happened here previously, so the small boys were going there. Like, wants to enter like small boys. So we heard that liberated souls only, they have the power to go there, like that.
What does he say? I don't know exactly what the point is. Only liberated souls are eligible to go into Vaikuntha.
This time liberated soul came in the form of small boys. That's why it made it confusing.
Yeah, but okay. You know, it's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. Whether the four, what kind of body the four Kumaras had that they could approach the Vaikuntha and do such 5-year-old boy bodies exist in Vaikuntha? Or is everyone, you know, with the spiritual body that's no birth, death, old age and disease, so maybe 5-year-old boys don't exist. Maybe that's why they were banned? Yes, possible. I don't know. Good question. You want to answer? Microphone.
I have a small humble comment. You see, even in material world, we have identity cards. But why in Vaikuntha they don't issue identity card to those who visit to prevent all these controversies?
They do. They do issue identity cards. They're called, what are they? They have forearms and various signs that indicate that they're residents of Vaikuntha. Identity cards are there. They just don't look like our identity cards.
Hare Krishna.
Yes?
I had read that the Jai Vijay, they were discussing amongst themselves that although the Lord is enjoying so many pastimes in Vaikuntha and he's complete, but in this one aspect of fighting, he is not till we are seeing him fully enjoying that spirit. So they were discussing how we can help the Lord in achieving that also. So seeing their mind, Lord arranged that pastime.
Yeah, very good. The Lord has to come to the material. The Lord has to fight in the material world. In the spiritual world, there's no actual battles. There may be some remembrance of battles, but there's no actual battles. It has to be in the material world. And the devotees remember the Lord's virya ras. Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.